Picconi nella terra, lancette di un orologio. Sono le 11 e comincia Yellow Dog. Un uomo in una macchina, in fuga verso il nord, la luna, la strada, dritta. Poca luce dai fanali, nessuna macchina dall'altra parte della strada. La casa dietro per tutto il resto della vita. Luce rossa, luce bianca. Un treno passa nei pressi del ricovero dove tutti hanno visto il suo assassino. Un uomo a terra nel juke joint. Passa un treno, sono le 23 e questo è il ricovero blues di Yellow Dog. È un uomo il protagonista di questa puntata, numero 18. Yellow Dog, Ricovero Blues, riparte da New Orleans. Di due soci ne rimane uno soltanto. Uno è stato ucciso, l'altro è in fuga per New York. Un uomo sta seduto in una stanza, guarda il cartello davanti al muro, sta seduto, sta scritto, in my dark room. Così funziona con gli affari. Prima sali, poi scendi. Quando sali, sali tanto. Quando scendi, finisci male. A volte finisce che muori. Il socio, rimasto in vita, viaggia su una nave verso New York, lì dove sta il suo ricovero, il suo nascondiglio. Dopo la morte del suo socio in affari, ritorna nella città dove è nato e dove ha cominciato a fare tutti quanti i suoi soldi. Qualcosa è andato storto, non soltanto il suo socio, morto in questo caso, significherà qualche guaio per lui, la polizia lo cercherà e anche i committenti, quelli che aveva mandato per uccidere il socio, lo cercheranno in un secondo momento, ma qualcos'altro va male fin da molto tempo prima. Non è più un uomo in affari con grosse quantità di denaro, ma ora suona soltanto il piano in un nightclub di New York, dove piove quasi tutte le notti. Gli affaristi hanno gli uffici, ne hanno uno per ogni città che frutta. Il continente si snoda in strade, pianure e montagne tra un ufficio e l'altro. Puoi fare miglia e miglia di deserto e puoi aprire e chiudere dietro una porta con un cartello attaccato sopra. Tutto il viaggio per una scrivania, un telefono e una telescrivente. Gli affaristi viaggiano con lunghe Lincoln. Thank you.
start. It's a play me something there, boy. Play me some blues. So to start playing in this way.
Questa è la storia di un musicista, uno che sapeva fare e ci sapeva muovere le dita con quei tasti, poi sapeva anche come gestirsi il denaro, diventare ricco con le sue canzoni. Li passava il tempo a scrivere e poi vendeva tutto. Cosa faccio io? Faccio un sacco di soldi, non mi tiene nessuno, sono una fuoriserie in corsa, dritta dritta per la sua strada. Ed in effetti era proprio lanciato, da un posto all'altro, dall'ufficio all'altro, non lo teneva nessuno e scriveva e poi vendeva, col suo cappello in testa.
Tell me, baby, what you got on your mind?
Lui non faceva tempo a scrivere una musica che già circolava per tutta l'America. Tanto quell'epoca d'oro era fatta di signori gonfi di soldi, pronti a spenderli anche per un nero con un piano nel suo ufficio all'ottavo piano di New York. Questo era il tempo in cui tutti spendevano e tutti erano pronti a dare i soldi a quel tipo lì che suonava e vendeva e poi ancora suonava al suo piano. Non so che altro fare, tutti si rivolgono a me, tutti mi invidiano, tutti vogliono quello che voglio io. Ma ben presto accade che chi con tanta ricchezza deve amministrare sempre più ricchezze e affari, un uomo, e quell'uomo all'ottavo piano che suona il pianoforte, richiede l'aiuto a un socio, un uomo pescato quasi a caso dalla strada.
I never believe in having one woman at a time.
E quell'uomo era indicato da tutti come l'uomo giusto per fare gli affari più grossi, un uomo che non aveva alcuna qualità se non quella di poter parlare e condurre gli affari in porto sempre nel modo più conveniente. Quell'uomo stava nelle strade basse di New York, incontrato una sera per caso al buio sotto un lampione con la pioggia. Ti stai cacciando in un brutto affare, socio, a volermi al tuo fianco, nel tuo progetto, nel tuo lavoro. Questo è quello che dicono tutti. Eppure, sali, vieni, ti offro un contratto. E i due si mettono insieme, cominciano a condurre il lavoro insieme. E così andò per molti anni, fino a quella fine, al momento in cui uno dei due morì lungo la strada. Era il tipo sotto contratto, quello che non suonava, quello che era stato chiamato per strada quel giorno. È morto a New Orleans ed ora pare ancora di sentirlo parlare sotto la porta di quell'ottavo piano di New York.
This is a dirty dozen. I really think this originated in Chicago. I heard this tune about 1908 when I happened to be in Chicago. It seems like Chicago hadn't been started to be a beginning to be a freakish center. Like there was a lot of sayings about what different people would be doing in an uncultured way and the sex appeal. So I heard that song then. Oh, you dirty motherfucker, you old cocksucker, you dirty son of a bitch, you bastard, you everything. And your mammy don't wear no drawers.
Yeah, she did me this, you did me that, you did your father, you did your mother, you did everybody you come to, cause your mammy don't wear no drawers. That's the dirty dozen, all the dirty loving dozen, the dirty dozen. Yes, your mammy don't wear no drawers. This would be played in the houses in Chicago where they didn't mind about the language. Different places, sometimes I would visit these places. I was supposed to be one of the higher ups. But sometimes I'd walk in and catch those things. It'd be very embarrassing a lot of times, just the fact that old King Jelly Roll Morton was there. But I'd catch them and they wouldn't stop. They'd just keep on playing, you know. Some would care and some wouldn't. The gals would have their dress up way up to their ass, just shaking it and breaking it. At that time, they wore what you call the ladies did, the split drawers. They'd just be shaking it down. And some guy plunking on the piano, some rough-looking guy, I wouldn't know who he was. They had several of them. And they'd sing it right over and over. They'd say all kinds of verses. Some of them meant something, some of them didn't have any rhymes, some didn't, so forth and all. I had a bitch, wouldn't fuck me cause she had the itch. Yeah, she's my bitch. Oh, your mammy wouldn't wear no drawers. The main theme was the mammy wouldn't wear no drawers. I thought it was a very disgusting mammy that wouldn't wear some underwear. Said you dirty motherfucker, you old cocksucker, you dirty son of a bitch. Oh, everything you know, oh, you're a low bitch. Yes, and everything you do, yes, baby, Lord. Yes, dirty, yes, dirty bitch, suck my prick. Oh, eat me up, oh, like the kind of stuff. Yes, your mammy won't wear no drawers. Said, look out, bitch, you make me mad. I'll tell you about the puppies that your sister had. Oh, it was a fad. She fucked a hog, she fucked a dog. I know the dirty bitch would fuck a frog, cause your mammy don't wear no drawers. I went one day out to the lake. I seen your mammy fucking a snake. All she tried to shake. All she shook, shake on the cake. Mammy don't wear no drawers.
So the song was quelled, as I first stated. And of course, I'm a little bit ahead of my time before the song came out. After the killing, that first day, which I believe was on Sunday.
In tutte le sale da ballo della città, New York, circolava il loro nome, Golden Blue Men. Si muovevano tutti per le loro ultime trovate. Uno sul palco e l'altro a gestire i signori dei locali. Uno bravo a suonare, l'altro con un certo stile.
Men were beat up on streetcars, white and colored. Any place you seen,
ad aprire una porta era chiaro chi dovevi guardare tra tutti i presenti in quel tempo. Prima il musicista sul palco e tutto illuminato dai fari, e poi quel ceffo maledetto in piedi al bancone tutto preso a smanacciare e a fare inchini.
A Baldwin was a big prominent factor in New Orleans at the time. A Baldwin, I believe, is a great ammunition dealer, considered one of the biggest in the world.
due affaristi, e circolavano per tutta l'America che conta, quella cioè che spende tutto quello che aveva in tasca in quel periodo senza mai finirlo.
Down on the Gulf Coast in 1904, I missed going to the St. Louis Exposition to get in a piano contest, which was won by Alfred Wilson of New Orleans. I was very much disgusted because I thought I should have gone. I thought Tony Jackson was going to be there, and of course that kind of frightened me. I knew I could have taken Alfred Wilson. So then I decided that I would travel about different little spots, course, I was down in Biloxi, Mississippi, during the time.
A sentire un uomo dalle parti del loro ufficio diceva: ricchi erano ricchi, ma lo sapevano tutti che finivano così. Il pianista infatti accusò l'altro di vendere per conto proprio parte del loro lavoro senza dirlo. Lo accusò di rubare, lo mandò per strada, ma da quel giorno lo vide per tutte le notti fermo a un certo angolo di New York a complottare con uno strano vecchio tutto coperto e mezzo coppo.
Well, for instance, Brockett Johnny used to say to sing a tune something like this. The title was All You Gals Better Get Out.
E stavano sempre lì fermi, e mentre complottavano tra loro, lo guardavano passare dentro la sua Lincoln. Lo indicavano e lui cominciava ad andare tutto storto. E lui pensò che era colpa loro.
And I could slip upon a lot of people playing pool. Because I played piano and they thought I devoted all my time to the piano.
C'è qualche problema, c'è qualcosa che non va. Lui cominciò a pensare che tutte le sue sfortune dipendevano da loro. Se va tutto male, di sicuro c'entrano loro. Un malocchio, qualche stregoneria. Mi hanno giocato e ora sono in trappola. Cosa fare? Il pianista giurava e girava su e giù per la sua stanza ogni notte, guardando l'angolo del socio e del vecchio che stavano laggiù, e non dormiva più e non riusciva più a muoversi. Di notte, di giorno, era fermo e gli affari non andavano.
Aaron Harris was a bad, bad man. Aaron Harris was a bad, bad man. He is the baddest man that ever was in this land. He killed his sweet little sister and his brother-in-law. He killed his sweet little sister and his brother-in-law. About a cup of coffee, he killed his sister and his brother-in-law. Got out of jail every time he would make his kill. He got out of jail every time he would make a kill. He had a hoodoo woman. All he had to do was pay the bill. All the policemen on the beat, they had him to fear. All the policemen on the beat had old Aaron. Could always tell when Aaron Harris was near. He pawned his pistol one night to play in a gambling game. He pawned his pistol one night to play in a gambling game. When old Bull Hall shot him, that blotted out his name. That was the maddest man I ever seen. Boy, that man is terrible. That man would chew pig iron and spit it out. I'm to raise the blaze and chew the... I'm telling you, he'd chew glass up if it was necessary. The same thing that would cut a hog's entrails out. He's a tough man, Aaron Harris was. He was no doubt the toughest. Yes, I'm telling you, they put them in the market sometimes, and of course they'd run away, as I before stated. So the 30 days didn't mean anything. Of course it was a free and easy place. Everybody got along just the same, and that's the way it was. There wasn't no certain neighborhood for nobody to live in, only with the St. Charles Avenue district, which was considered the millionaire district. In fact, it was. And that's how it was, why everybody just went any place that they wanted. Many times you would see some of those St. Charles Avenue bunch right in one of those honky-tonks. They was around, they called themselves slumming, I guess, but they were there just the same.
Provò a cambiare, si mise a vendere cosmetici. Con tutti quei soldi inventati qualcosa, gli dicevano. Eppure, niente. Cominciò a girare per i bassi fondi, i sotterranei, cercando prima quei due, il socio e il vecchio matto. Poi cercava qualsiasi cosa, donne, ladri, venditori, di qualsiasi cosa che fosse proibita. Gli andava tutto storto. Non dormiva. E la mattina, dopo aver girato per tutta la città, non faceva che stare seduto alla scrivania e guardare l'angolo dei cospiratori. Muori, maledetto, diceva da sotto il suo socio insieme al vecchio.
Oh, it was a funny situation.
Do you remember the stuff that they found, Charlie?
On 11?
Yeah.
Well, you see, I'm a living man.
E così un uomo messo alle strette comincia a pensare a come uscire dalla sua trappola. La trappola era il socio, che gli avesse fatto o meno un malocchio, una stregoneria. A quel punto poco importava, lui era il responsabile e lui doveva finire da qualche parte in un angolo buio, insieme e con l'aiuto di una banda.
I guess many years before I was born. The title is Make Me a Pallet on the Floor. A pallet is something that you get some quilts. In other words, it's a bed that's made on a floor without any four posters on it. A pallet is something that I can define in New Orleans. For instance, you have company come to your home. And you haven't enough beds for you and your company. So what you do in order to get them to spend the night over is to make yourself a pallet on the floor. So you'll say to your guests, well, you can stay overnight. It's perfectly all right, you my friend. And I think it's rather dangerous. During that time, there was a lot of kidnappers in New Orleans. And there was no law against it, but only that you had the privilege to kill them. It's rather dangerous, so maybe you better stay overnight. And you sleep in my bed, and I'll make me a pallet on the floor. So that's where the word pallet originated from. I don't think it's in the dictionary, though.
What about the woman when she has a man in her bed, she doesn't want her husband to smell him when he comes home? Isn't that where it comes from, too?
Well, I tell you, when a woman has got a man and she don't want her husband to know anything about it, it is very often, it has been known, that from time and time again, that the hard-working men in New Orleans has searched the women's underwear for stains and spots and so forth and so on. And sometimes they search the bed for stains and spots and so forth and so on. So in order to eliminate that, in that case, if they're sure that the gentleman is on the job, so they make a pallet on the floor in that case also. So here's the words to some of this thing. Make me a pallet on your floor. Make me pallet on your floor. Make
make me a valet, babe. On your floor, so your man will never know. Are you sure your man is hard at work? Are you sure, sweet baby, your man is hard at work? Are you sure, sweet mama, babe, your man is at work? Don't you let that dirty, no good son of a bitch shake. I wanna pitch some Peter with you today, baby, baby, baby. I wanna pitch some Peter with you today, baby.
Now, this gentleman was named Porter King, as I before stated. And of course, he seemed to have a kind of a yen for my style of playing, although we had two different style playing. And of course, he particularly liked this type of number that I was playing, and that was the reason that I named it after him, but not Porter King. I changed the name backwards and named it King Porter Stomp. Now this tune become to be the outstanding favorite of every great hot band throughout the world that had the accomplishments and qualifications of playing. And until today, this tune has been the cause of many great bands to come to fame. It has caused the outstanding tunes today.
Non è ben chiaro come, ma viene a sapere per qualche nuovo affare quel tale se ne va a New Orleans, proprio il suo ex socio, quello che stava sotto con il vecchio, il suo angolo, all'ottavo piano di New York. E così lo comincia a inseguire e va dietro di lui finché arriva in quella città.
In 1905, it was wrote the same time with another tune that I wrote. Of course, I never got any credit for it. Mr. Williams, Clarence Williams.
Sa anche che in quella città circolano moltissime bande di criminali disposte a ogni lavoro sporco pur di intascare qualcosa. E così lui ne paga una. Fatemelo fuori, quello lì.
There was no words, it was just a lot of foolish words to you. You can have it, I don't want it. Papa, Lord, God, take it from me. Papa, Lord, God, take it from me. Oh, take it from me. You can have it.
Una notte, nella campagna attorno a New Orleans, quattro uomini in un'auto illuminano la macchina davanti. In quella davanti sta l'ex socio, in quella dietro la banda dei quattro. Questi sparano e l'uomo muore. In tutto questo, l'uomo del piano torna a New York. E finalmente è stato liberato.
In fact, I happen to be the man that taught Mr. Williams how to play.
Goodbye to the world, I know I'm gone. Goodbye to the world, because I know I'm gone. And I'll be gone, I will long, long, long. Thank you. no more on this earth for me to roam. Sinner, 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 won't you pray for me? Sinner, sinner, won't you pray for me? Pray for me to let the devil let me be. When I'm dead and dead way down in my grave, when I'm dead, dead way down in my grave, no more good Peter of that man I pray. I won't be buried like all my family was. I won't be buried like my family was. I won't be buried like my family was. They will put me in a box in the prison yard. They will put me in a box in the prison yard. Not even a tombstone, or not even a card. There won't be nobody firing behind myself. There won't be nobody firing. It will be me by myself. They'll lower me in the ground, I won't be on the shelf. If you get out of here, try to be a good girl. Oh, I had to tell them. Girls, if you get out of here, try to be a good girl. That's the only way you gonna wear your diamonds and
pure fuggendo per paura verso New York, decide di dar voce in quella città, a New Orleans, che quegli uomini, i quattro, sono i soli responsabili della morte di quel tale sconosciuto ai più, e quindi tutti daranno caccia a quei quattro in quella notte, la polizia, gli agenti e tutti i cittadini sconvolti da quel fatto. Voglio essere riconosciuto da nessuno, così andrò lontano a New York dove nessuno mi cerca. I quattro sono i soli colpevoli e lì, invece, in quell'altra città, sarò salvo. Ma quel malocchio, quella strana cosa che l'aveva circondato, che lui pensava si risolvesse con la morte del suo ex socio, non finirà lì, proseguirà e lo seguirà in tutte le sue notti di New York, dove ricomincerà a suonare il piano, non più nei bei locali di prima, ma nei nightclub.
As I mentioned before, my name was Lamont. Lamont was really my name. Really? But Father wanted me to be a hard-working boy. He wanted me
to
work
when?
In the bricklayer trade.
Well,
he wanted to pay me $2 a day as a foreman. As I can understand, my folks were in the city of New Orleans long before the Louisiana Purchase. And all my folks came directly from the shores. Not the shores, I mean from France. This crossed the world and the other world. And it landed here in a new world years ago. I remember so far back as my great-grandmother and great-grandfather.
Tell us about what their names were,
Charlie. Their names, my great-grandfather's name was Emile Peche. That's a French name. And the grandmother was Mimi Peche. It seems to be all French. And as long as I can remember, those folks that never was able to speak a word in American or English.
Did they own slaves?
Well, I don't know. I don't think they had no slaves back there in Louisiana. I don't think so. I don't know, but they never spoke of anything like that. But anyway, my grandmother, her name was Laura. She married a French settler in New Orleans by the name of Henry Monet. That was my grandfather. And either one of them spoke American or English. Well, my grandmother bore sons named Henry, Gus, Neville, and Nelisco, all French names. And she bore the daughters, Louise, and Viola, and Margaret. That was the three daughters. Louise, her elder daughter, happened to be my mother, Fred Jelly Roll Morton. Of course, I guess you wonder how the name Morton come in. By the name Morton being an English name, it wouldn't sound very much like a French name. But my real name,
pare che ci sia sempre qualcuno alle spalle di qualcuno che crede di essere definitivamente salvo, ma che prima scappava da un inseguitore. E ogni notte la porta del night dove suonava si apriva e entrava qualcuno tutto coperto, perché fuori c'è sempre pioggia nella notte di New York. Cosa ti fa pensare che quell'uomo ti insegue? Gli chiedevano, eppure lui guardava sempre quella porta al momento in cui si apriva, e lui suonava e si fermava. E di giorno stava chiuso nel suo ufficio, che di giorno in giorno diventava sempre più buio, nonostante fosse all'ottavo piano. Chiudeva una porta, una finestra, tutto era barricato. Non voleva che nessuno sapesse ancora che lui stava lì dentro. A New Orleans, intanto, la voce circolava di questo omicidio. Tutti cercavano il loro colpevole e i quattro erano stati trovati.
Don't like the things you do. When you married me, I knew you wasn't right. When you stayed out from me the first night, do you think that's treating your little wifey right? Lord, I hate a man like you. I hate a man like you. Can't get used to the things that you're trying to do. I knew you wasn't the one for me. When you took your fist and knocked me down to my knee, if I could get a divorce, I know I would be free from a doggone man like you. Yes, I hate a man like you. Can't use to getting used to the things that you do know. When you took your man friend at my home, he told me all about the places that you did roam. I looked in your pocket and found a sweet woman's comb. Yes, I hate a man like you.
This happening. Of course, I played some blues to kind of pacify the young lady. She's a beautiful thing, too. I played some rolling stuff like that.
Indian tribes, I never known any more than four or five tribes in the whole city of all the thousands of people that were there. As these people, they had the idea that they wanted to act exactly like the old Indians did in years gone by, and they wanted to live true to traditions of their style. If they happened to meet a friend of a tribe or a friendly tribe to them, they would pitch in and start to dancing. This was one of the biggest feats that ever happened during the Mardi Gras in New Orleans. Even when the parades that cost millions of dollars would be coming along, if a band of Indians was come in, why, the parade wouldn't have anybody there. Everybody would flock to see the Indians. They would dance, and they would sing, and they would go on just like the regular Indians. They would be armed with fictitious.
Una notte lo trovarono dopo l'esibizione steso nel suo appartamento di New York.
Some of them would break the rules and have some real material to fight with steel and so forth and on. Some even had pistols. And I have known many cases where there have been killings in the city of New Orleans with the Indian bands.
Era stato uno dei baristi a salire da lui perché l'aveva visto che si allontanava insieme a una persona quella notte e sembrava tutto quanto preoccupato da qualcosa.
And he'd start his kind of an Indian dance, and he'd be singing, throwing his head back and downward and stooping kind of over and bending his knees and doing a kind of a jug dance, I'd call it. And they would say
nessuno sapeva bene chi fosse quella persona, se fosse qualcuno da lì dentro, dal night, o qualcuno entrato lì apposta per cercarlo e portarlo fuori, ma era scomparso, salendo quelle lunghe scale che portano al suo ottavo piano in una stanza di New York. La luce, prima accesa, si era di colpo spenta.
If you was able to play Port and Peasant correctly, you was really considered the tops.
And the man that brought it to me was supposed to be the best musician in town, and it seems like he wasn't able to master this piece himself. I had known this tune for many years and had played it in recitals and so forth and so on, and light concerts and things. And they placed this number in front of me, and I started looking at it like I've never seen it before, which I had rehearsed it maybe 2 months before I was able to play it. And I started playing this number. So I got to a passage, and this passage was a very fast passage, and I had to turn the page over. But it was impossible for me to turn the page over.
Lo trovarono morto, e nessuno quella sera ci aveva fatto ben caso a quella figura, a quell'ombra che usciva insieme a lui e poi usciva da quel piano, da quel posto, dal suo palazzo. Quell'ombra che si allontanava era una donna, e nessuno da quelle parti, in quei bassi fondi di New York, ci fa caso a una donna che non sia svestita. Era una spogliarellista quella che se n'era andata in quella notte di New York e tutti a cercarla dal giorno dopo. Ma questo è materiale per la prossima puntata di Yellow Dog.
Arkansas City did not well but ten. A little George said 40. Well, Katie was made. A little George said 40. Well, Katie was made. Arkansas City gonna be her train. Arkansas City gonna well be her train. Oh, Rosie, oh, gal, oh, Rosie, and a whole old gal. The boats in the bayou turning well around and round. boats in the bayou turning, well, around and round. The dry wheel knocking out the, well, the Bama bound. The dry wheel knocking out the, well, the Bama bound. You go to Memphis, don't you? Well, you act no hoe. You go to Memphis, don't you? Well, you act no hoe. I buy you a ticket and kiss it. Well, the yellow dog. I buy you a ticket and kiss it. Well, the yellow dog. Oh, Rosie, and a whole good. Oh, Rosie, and a whole lot good.